podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Planet Sky FF. I nearly forgot the name. Planet Sky FF, the show where everything revolves around £50,000. My name's Serge.
My name's James.
And this is our weekly look at Sky Fantasy Football.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. We do. Why did you not? Do you not feel like you had a particularly good week?
I feel like it's all part of the master plan to become 2020, 2021 Sky Fantasy Football Champion.
Right. Okay. I had.
I'm lulling these bastards in.
I mentioned it on the main podcast yesterday that after the hype of Saturday's FPL Live 2, I took a couple of days out. But mildly because I was working as well, but I didn't really log onto the website. I didn't log into Sky at all until earlier today because I knew obviously we were recording the show. And also because when I don't have to make any transfers and I know I'm just trying to roll and roll and roll and roll, I don't even bother logging in. What's the point of checking price rises because there are none? And what's the point of checking it all the time? But I was pleasantly surprised when I did log in to see that I am now beating you in the Sky Fantasy Football
game.
Yeah.
Blimey.
So it makes it both FPL and Sky that I am currently beating you. And my North team is beating your South team.
He beat me in FPL as well.
And your... I thought I was 1 point, 2 points ahead of you. Yeah.
You might be. I mean, I don't
mind. And your team lost to the worst team in the league on the weekend as well. So, what else can you do? No, that's why this is the final podcast we are ever recording. They say you should quit when you're ahead. And I quit. I'm done. I've done. I've conquered everything. I'm beating James at everything.
You should start your own little side pod.
Let's talk about Sky. I got grief a little bit for getting rid of Allaire last week in FPL. I didn't get rid of him in Sky because I didn't think it was worth wasting a transfer. 18 points, my man.
Boom.
18 points. So I'm happy to have Allaire.
You obviously captained him on Saturday as well, didn't you?
On Saturday, I captained VVD, like you, because I didn't own Salah.
So for the Sky listeners who've not listened to the main FPL one, Saturday lunchtime, just before Norwich and Chelsea was about to kick off, someone said to me, "You done your Sky team?" And I knew, obviously, I had. But I was still a bit indecisive about it. I'd had it on Van Dijk ahead of Salah. So he said, "Are you captain?" I said, "I'm Van Dijk." And they went, "Oh, we're all on Salah." I went, "All right." He went, "You not got Salah?" I went, "Yeah." I'm just going to be stubborn about it. I won't be making that mistake again. Salah be my captain this Saturday.
Yes, I'm going with Raheem Sterling this Saturday. And then I'll have the choice of Diogo Jota or Sigurdsson.
No, that's Jota.
Oh, sorry. I've got the choice of Diogo Jota or Sigurdsson. I think I'm going with Jota this week, but it's not
Just the two game days this week.
Yes.
And difficult calls in both. I think like I presume you're captain Sterling Saturday.
Sterling on Saturday with that.
Yeah, a little temptation, maybe De Bruyne. I'll just go Salah, I think, away to Burnley. And I'm left with basically choice of Kane or Jota Sunday. I'll back my boy. I'm going to go with Harry.
I think Sterling's probably the safer choice over De Bruyne. Like, the interesting thing is De Bruyne only picked up one assist in Sky versus two in FPL. And Callum Wilson didn't pick up an assist in Sky, and he did in FPL. So I think Sky are a little bit harsher on the old assists.
Or FPL are a little bit softer.
Yeah, well, one or the other. Six of one, half a dozen of another. So Kevin De Bruyne, whilst he racks up the assets in FPL, maybe won't be doing the same thing in Sky. So that's why I think Raheem Sterling's a much
Callum Wilson there has not got the assist because he's been brought down for a foul. I don't think he even touched the ball. He won the free kick.
Mm.
It's not an assist. The Sky guys are a bit stricter. De Bruyne is not going to lose out on any assists because he's been fouled on the edge of the box so much. Like, it's all for his creativity.
But he only did pick up the one assist at the weekend.
He only got one assist in
FPL. Was
it
only one in FPL?
Yeah,
I thought
David Silva got two, mate.
Okay, maybe I'm getting confused there.
Stormed it.
I might make a transfer this week in Sky.
Oh, well, why?
Because we are 1 week away from the overhaul.
Exactly.
Which means you obviously in Sky, for those that are new to the game, you can transfer. It's like a wild card, basically. All your players in and out. Do whatever you want to do. Do the hokey cokey and turn it all around. I'm looking at Tielemans in my team and I don't like him there. It does feel like a waste to go from Tielemans to Madison or wherever I decide to go. But I don't like him there.
You know, at the start of this podcast, Sidge was talking about how he's beating me and he should quit.
Mm.
Like, I would advise, this is almost the most pointless Sky podcast we will do all season. I think if you make a transfer this weekend, there's nothing obvious. Like, there's nothing. The only Man City coverage I've got is De Bruyne, but there's nothing in there to make me go, right, I have to captain one of them over, say, Salah at Burnley.
Not over Salah. You've got alternatives there.
You've got
and
Sterling.
I'm the same. Like, we made one transfer in game week one, which was because of Alisson's injury. And after that, we've rid through game week two and game week three. It makes the most logical sense to ride through game
week
four.
But I think, like, even if you haven't, just say you haven't got De Bruyne, Sterling, Salah, for example, mm-hmm. or Mane, whatever reason, you've got none of them. Like, I'm going to presume you've at least got a Laporte or a Van Dijk. Just captain one of them. Like, don't, it's not worth making that 1 week transfer. Really don't believe that. I don't believe there's any player in the game who you would look at and go, that is essential, I have to make a transfer to get them in this week. I would even say if you've got eight players this week, fine, you've got eight players this week. Don't make a transfer. There's nothing that fucking obvious, mate.
No, I'm with you on that. There just still are a couple of tempters out there.
Is
like Pookie.
There is literally
Pookie
no
away at West Ham.
Single player that would consider me to make a transfer. If I find out on Friday lunchtime, I've got two players are out suddenly injured, and they're unavailable this week, then they're unavailable this week. I spoke last week about I might go into the weekend with a whole massive defensive crisis. In the end, I only missed out on Stones. Gilbert might be back out the team this week.
Correct.
Zuma might be back out the team this week. I ain't changing it. Mm. Gilbert, Friday night, captain, what a hero.
He did pull it out of the bag for you. He definitely did pull it out of the bag.
I tell you what, if you'd have watched the first 15 minutes, we obviously watched the game. I think those who watched the game and are Gilbert owners, in the first 15 minutes, we all went, don't know what the fucking hype was here. He'll
yes.
never play again, right?
I don't think he played
he
that
had a shocker,
badly.
But after that, he recovered.
Yeah.
He got in advanced positions. And going forward, I think he is someone on the other side of the overhaul, but now can be considered again. Mm. And the fact that there is currently an easy move to burn makes it easier as well.
Yeah.
Because one, I didn't feel pre-overhaul it was worth making that move. I think proven right, obviously, by the weekend result. How gutted would I have been if I made that move?
Yeah.
Gilbert to burn
of course.
It. It's such
of
a
course.
Waste, right?
And you would have it would have left you with no captaincy coverage on the Friday night as well.
No captaincy coverage on
and
the Friday
you doubled
night.
Up.
Lost clean sheet on the Saturday. And I've hit the clean sheet on the Friday. All right,
correct.
Got booked, but we'll take it. It's fine. So the fact that on the other side, those two are possibly going to be regulars does mean I think it's okay to go with one or the other because there's an escape. Whereas if only one of them is playing regularly, it's going to be hard to move. You're sitting with it. I would strongly advise, I think those two at the moment are really important for the game. And I think you'd probably go one. I think don't go both would be my advice, how I feel right now. Because Burns, what, 0.1 more, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 4.6.
Burn or Bun?
Burns.
Fucking mind blank.
Burns.
Burn, isn't it?
Yeah. Burn or Bum, was that?
Burn, Bun. Burn, Bum. Whatever.
Oh, I thought you said Bum there for a second.
Same shit.
Because the R and the N, you know how it is. Go on then. If we're not talking about transfers this week, because whilst I'd like to move out a couple of players in my team, you are right. Like, this is the worst time to be making a transfer. Do you have any thoughts on your overhaul at the moment, or are you going to just wait and see what happens, let the international break sink in and enjoy it?
I'm absolutely going to let it sink in. I want to, in the first instance, concentrate on my, being honest, FPL team once this game week's finished, in case I want to make any early moves or etc. And because there is also no points in making early moves for this, you're going to say, obviously, yes, no price rises, but a word of caution as well. So I did double check on the rules of this. So the first overhaul period will begin following the completion of game week four.
Exactly. So it's not when the first matches start, like when the deadline is done and dusted in FPL. It's
correct.
When the last game finishes.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The game week finishes on Thursday.
The following Thursday?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Game weeks in Sky run from Friday to Thursday. This is right. going to be... if you take one thing from this podcast,
yeah,
if you're new to Sky, listen to this.
Yes.
Do not make any moves or transfers until at least next Friday, which I think is the 6th, is it? September the 6th,
next
maybe?
Friday is the 6th, yeah. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth,
right.
Yes.
Don't even dream about it. Yeah, you can do the whole, how does that look? Don't press the fucking confirm transfer, mate, because it will come off of your total transfer.
Right, okay, that now makes sense, because what I was going to ask is, it's a 1 week. I assumed it finished at the end of the final match, but then you've got game week 4 and game week 5. So in FPL, they ignore game week 5 and it rolls over. So now the game week is going to be out of sync where game week 6. So I thought you would have to have finished your overhaul and then still have another week of the international break between 5 and 6. But actually, you can't trigger your overhaul in the first week of the international break, which actually is logical sense, right? You don't really want to be making too many moves when price movements are not a part of the equation. You're better off playing around, but leave it until the end anyway.
So to clarify, the overhaul will run throughout game week 5 and up until the first kickoff of game week 6, which for FPL players is the beginning of game week 5. Essentially, your wild card period is from next Friday, September the 6th, until I presume it's not a Friday night game on September the 13th.
We
so
can
be
have a
Saturday the 14th. No, there won't be because it's an international week.
International week, yeah.
So there won't be a Friday night game. So you've still got 8 days
to
confirm.
The early kickoff on the Saturday is Liverpool at home to Newcastle. Salah captain?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be hard-pressed not to, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Kane, maybe, you'd argue. Anyway, there's no point looking that far ahead. What I'd like to do, Suj, if it's okay with you, is not on next week where we kind of look at sort of game week 4 that's been, but I would like to do a 1 hour Sky podcast ahead of the overhaul.
I'm up for that.
As our feature podcast for that week rather than FPL on Sky.
Yes, I'm up for that. We haven't sorted out our recording schedule for the international break fully, have we?
Yeah, it'll be every day.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I need to take my kids to Legoland on Tuesday, Wednesday next week, so we're going to have to figure it out. But we will.
Figure it out. Don't take them.
Well, yeah. Building fucking Lego. Let's talk about... let's not dwell too much on transfers. We're going to be coming at you with a lot of transfer-based stuff. Tier points, again. Something that we raised in the last episode
And I want to talk about it a bit because I keep making glaring errors with this in terms of what you get points for.
Okay, so, I on the flip side, I'm still not paying as much attention to it as you are, even though I think obviously I need to. So go on.
I'm not paying too much attention to players tiering at this stage, but I said last week with shots off target. It's not. It's only shots on target.
Right, okay.
But the threshold to hit it right is really low. So to get tier one, which is 2 bonus points, you have to have 2 shots on target. For example, Heung-Min Son hit tier one this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember my team having 2 shots on Sunday, never mind one player having 2 shots. I remember one in the first half, no clue what the second one was. And then to hit tier two, which is 3 bonus points, there's only 3 shots on target.
Right.
So those shots... tiers, even though yes they are shots on target, are really not difficult to hit. That said, only one player hit tier two of shooting last game week. You know it was Suj.
we do because he's in my team, Sebastian Haller.
And
it wouldn't surprise me if he picks it up again this week alongside Pookie as well because of the leaky defenses allowing
but there
big
were
chances.
15 other players who hit tier one.
That's a lot.
2 bonus points for 15 players, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, these are going to have to come into, like, factoring into your opinions. I mean, there are some bizarre ones knocking about. One of the ones I noticed was Richarlison hit tackle bonus.
Hmm. Sadio Mane hit tier two tackling bonus.
It's Liverpool's press in a big game, right?
Yeah.
Richarlison hit tier one tackle bonus at the weekend. It's the second time he's hit it this season.
Okay.
You just would never think of him as that kind of player. And also, bearing in mind, Everton have had a straightforwardish, not a great start to season, but fixture-wise, a straightforwardish. It's not the sort of games you'd expect Richarlison tearing around and making tackles.
The passing bonuses is so heavily dominated by defenders. I suppose that's not surprising because they're playing it around at the back a lot, but passing bonuses, you might have thought maybe midfielders would be there. It's so heavily dominated by defenders.
The two that hit tier two passing this week were Sissoko and Winks, which is very understandable with the amount of sideways passing they did during the game with 80% of possession.
Didn't want to bring up any...
But that's not going to... It's probably not going to happen too much. We are, you are getting people like... I think Otamendi's picked up bonus in these two City games. Alderweireld's hit it in all three games. He's hit some sort of passing tier. Even at Man City, he hit a passing tier.
Wow.
I know, yeah. Fuck knows how. Laporte's hit it a couple of times now. Robertson's hit tier one in all three games, but not hit a tier two yet, I think.
Well, Burnley might be the chance for him to break through. So just to kind of wrap up with the show then, because we're just kind of on ice until the overhaul really kicks in. Captain for Saturday for you is Mo Salah. And on Sunday?
I'm going with Harry over Jota.
Harry Kane.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm going with Raheem Sterling on the Saturday is the clear standout me. And Jota's going to be my captain over Sigurdsson. I think it's about time he broke his league duck now. So that's going to be my two captains for the week. Other than that, Edison in goal, VVD, Trent, Gilbert, Sigurdsson. Come on, Siggy, pull out of the bag. KDB, Tielemans, I've got no expectations of. But then, yeah, Callum Wilson, Raheem Sterling and Sebastian Haller. Siggy, Tielemans and Wilson are out, man. Pukki is in, Mount is in, Madison is in. I've got my
eye
ready.
Absolutely not worth taking Tielemans out. Like, honestly, please don't.
Okay.
I've got Bournemouth for home, he could return anyway. Like, yeah. Don't even. I honestly wouldn't take anybody out this weekend. A lot of the advice when I was speaking to, like, Mark Edworthy and Dan Cox were very kind to give some feedback on the one we did last week.
Yes.
And said to me when I was talking about Gilbert a lot, they were saying to me, like, leave him in. Mm-hmm. And these guys are the experts.
Yeah.
We often say there's not experts, right? Dan Cox has won the fucking game. He's a fucking expert as far as I'm concerned. He said to me, like, the advice would be leave him in.
Yeah.
Don't waste that transfer now. The other one I was debating was Saturday morning. If Zouma had been left out for Chelsea, knowing I was probably without Stones, was thinking about, because I had a little bit to play with, was go to Wan-Bissaka off of either Zouma or Stones.
Mm-hmm. No bonus for Wan-Bissaka this week.
Lost at home to Palace. You'd have been looking at them too. And I, you know, it would have been a mistake, right? It's just anything can happen. You've seen that this weekend with the Palace result, the Newcastle result, etc. The madness of the amount of attempts on goal in the Watford-West Ham game. That in any given game week, something mad will happen. I don't think there's any... It's not game week 38. This isn't like an FPL where you've got one free transfer going into a game week and you know you're going to wildcard the following week. Like you wouldn't burn that. This is completely different strategy.
Yeah.
So I would strongly, I'm not one to give out massive advice for Sky at the moment, but I would strongly, strongly advise against anybody making a transfer this week.
Agreed.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Especially as well, there's only two game days. So there's only two possible captains.
Exactly.
The
you can't juggle all three.
Yeah, it's not a case of you're looking to hit the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and you might be missing out on four potential captains.
No.
The Sunday's really tough anyway, whether you be your Aubameyang, Kane, or a Jota, or a Richarlison, Sigurdsson, whomever. It's going to be a tough call. And Saturday, all right, you probably Salah or Sterling will be most people.
Exactly. It? There's not going to be much difference.
And if you haven't got either, like, honestly, go like Van Dijk or Laporte or whomever.
TAA or whoever.
Yeah, whatever, any of them.
Indeed. Cool. Well, that was our weekly look at Sky Fantasy Football, where both James and I are 200 and 201 points. There's only a point in it at the moment.
How many points in it?
One.
Are you winning by one?
Yeah.
How many did you get last week?
66.
I got 58.
Hmm.
That's so, my own fault.
And there's only 2 points in the Sky game between us. It just really is nip and tuck at the moment. Guys, thanks for listening to Sky Fantasy Football, Planet Sky FF, as we call it. We'll be back next week somehow, somewhere, with the overhaul hour-long special, as well as the wrap-up of game week 4. Good luck, James.
Yeah, you too. Just one final thing before we go.
Do it.
The leader in the game at the moment has 375 points.
Yeah, it's almost doubled us.
It's almost double us. But more important to me is when I dig into our league, and I see that like the experienced names that I know that are in there are only about 90 ahead of us.
Yes.
That's a little bit more realistic reassuring at the moment. Mm, yeah.
There we go. Cool. Ciao for now.
Cue music, man, child.
Football Show. Sports Social Podcast Network.